朋友。
And that means we have to be even mean at times.
这也就意味着我们需有些时候需要刻薄一些。
Way back in 1967, Bobby Pingarro wrote a piece called "The Meanest Mother in the World."
在1967年呢，有一个女士，她叫 Bobby Pingarro， 她写了一个，她写了一段小诗。这个诗的名字是《我的妈妈是世界上最最刻薄的人》。
It's over 50 years old now, but its message is timeless.
啊，已经过去50年了，但这段信息真的是不会过时的。
She writes,
她写的是
I had the meanest mother in the whole world.
我有全世界最刻薄的妈妈。
While other kids ate candy for breakfast, I had to have cereal and eggs and toast.
当其他的孩子呢，可以早餐吃糖果。我呢，只能吃麦片，吃鸡蛋和吐司。
And I wasn't alone in my sufferings.
受苦的不只是我一个。
My sisters and two brothers had the same mean mother as I did.
我的姐妹和我的两个兄弟也有一个相同的这个刻薄的妈妈。
My mother insisted upon knowing where we were at all times.
我的妈妈呢，强烈坚持需要知道我们在哪里。
She had to know who our friends were and where we were going.
她一定要知道我们的朋友都有谁，我们都去哪。
She insisted if we said that we'd be gone an hour, that we were gone 1 hour or less, not 1 hour and 1 minute more.
她坚持要知道，如果我们说我们出去一个小时，那就意味着我们只能出去一个小时或者一个小时以内。不可以是一个小时或者一分钟更多一点，不行。
We had to be in bed by 9 o'clock each night and up at 7 in the morning.
我们每天呢都被要求晚上9点睡觉，早晨7点起床。
And on Saturday we couldn't sleep until noon like our friends.
在周六的时候，我们不能像我们的朋友一样可以睡到中午。
While they slept, my mother made us work.
当我们的朋友睡觉的时候呢，我的妈妈让我工作。
We had to wash dishes and make beds and learn to cook and do laundry and mow the lawn and weed the garden, just all sorts of cruel things.
我们不得不洗盘子，铺床，学着做饭，然后洗衣服，割草，除草，就是做好多很残忍的事情。
I believe she laid awake at night thinking up mean things for us to do.
我相信她肯定晚上都不睡觉，一直在想如何做，让我们做这些事情。
She always insisted upon us telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even if it killed us, and it nearly did at times.
她一直坚持让我们讲真话，必须所有都是真话，即使这样话会几乎杀死我们，确实几乎要杀死我们了。
Through the years, things did not improve a bit.
这些年以来，事情都没有变好。
Our marks in school had to be up to par.
我们的分数必须要达标。
Our friends' report cards had colors on them, black for passing and red for failing.
我们的朋友的成绩单上都会有一些别的颜色，黑色呢就是通过了，红色呢就是没过。
My mother could settle for nothing less than black marks.
我的妈妈呢，不允许有任何不过的这种科目。
As the years rolled by, first one and then the other graduated from high school.
随着时间的流逝呢，我们一个接一个的从高中毕业了。
None of us was allowed to drop out.
我们不允许退学。
Out of 4 children, all of us attained a higher education.
我们四个孩子呢，都继续的深造了我们的学业。
And each of my brothers served their time in the service of this country.
而且我的兄弟们都去，就是都去服役了。
My mom forced us to grow up into God-fearing, educated, honest adults.
我的妈妈把我培养成了一个畏惧神的、受过教育的，并且诚实的一个成年人。
And using this as a background, I'm trying to raise my 3 children.
我拥有这些作为我的背景了之后，我也试图按照这样的方式去养我的三个孩子。
And she said, I stand a little taller and I'm filled with pride when my children call me mean.
当我的孩子们跟我说我很刻薄的时候呢，我就会比较能站立得住。
I thank God, she said, that he gave me the meanest mother in the whole world.
我感谢神给了我如此刻薄的一个妈妈。
Now all of that is to say, don't be afraid to be a mean mother or father every once in a while.
这些话讲的意思呢，就是说不要担心变成一个刻薄的妈妈或者是爸爸。
It's what our children and grandchildren really need from us as parents and grandparents.
我们的孩子或者我们孙子其实真正需要的就是这样的父母或者是祖父母。
And so if we want to pass our faith onto them, we must eliminate the threats to their spiritual inheritance. Madeline, you need to double click on this. That is, we need to set limits and enforce them.
如果我们想要把我们的信仰传递给他们，我们就必须消除对他们这种精神遗产上面的威胁。也就是说，我们必须要给他们设定一些界限，然后并且迫使他们去完成这些事。
And more than that, we want to pass along our faith. We need to set the example of a full and satisfying life.
而且更多的是，如果我们想要把我们的信仰传递下去，我们必须要定树立一个过一个得生命并且更丰盛生活的一个榜样。
We need to model the kind of life that we want our children to live.
我们必须要为我们的孩子塑造一个理想生活的一个模板。
We need to show them by example that following the Lord is worth the commitment of our lives.
我们必须向他们展示，把我们作为一个例子来跟他们证明，跟随主值得我们一生的承诺。
That's what Abraham did.
这个也是亚伯拉罕做的。
Look at this in verse 7. He said, Abraham lived for 175 years, and he died at a ripe old age, having lived a long and satisfying life. He breathed his last and joined his ancestors in death.
亚伯拉罕一生的年日是175岁。亚伯拉罕瘦高年迈，气绝而死，归到他列祖那里。
Now, literally in the Hebrew, it says that Abraham was old. He was an old man and full.
在希伯来语里，这句话的讲的是亚伯拉罕是一个老人，然后并且很完满。
That is, Abraham lived a full and satisfying life.
意思就是说亚伯拉罕过了一个得生命的，并且是更丰盛的一个生活。
And then he joined the others in his family who had died as believers in the Lord.
然后之后呢，他就和其他在他之前去世的家人们到了一起。
Now, I don't know about you, but I want my children to be able to say something like that about me when I pass.
我不知道其他人怎么样，但是我希望当我去世的时候，我的孩子们可以这样讲我的一生。
That dad lived a full and satisfying life, and we know that he's with the Lord today.
我希望他讲的是，我的父亲过了一个很得生命的，并且非常丰盛的一个生活。然后我知道他现在在跟神在一起。
And that's the kind of life that I want to live as well, a full and satisfying life.
这也是我一直想过的一个生活，一个得生命并且丰盛的人生。
Abraham lived the kind of life that his children and grandchildren would want to emulate or copy.
亚伯拉罕过的这种生活呢，就是他的孩子们，他的下一代们非常想去模仿的一个生活。
And that's what we must do if we want to pass our faith along.
这也是我们需要做的，如果我们想把我们的信仰传递下去。
We need to live the kind of life that our children want to live, a life that's full and satisfying with eternal rewards.
我们必须要过这样的生活，这个也是我们孩子想要过的生活，一个得生命并且丰盛的生活，并且拥有这种永恒的这种奖赏。
Now that can only come through faith in Jesus Christ.
这些只有来自于信仰耶稣基督。
Jesus said this in John 10:10. He said, "The thief's purpose." Now the thief is Satan.
约翰福音十章十节，盗 盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Satan's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy.
盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He wants to destroy the life that God has given you.
他想要毁灭掉神给你预备的生活。
But Jesus said, my purpose is to give you a full and satisfying life and an eternal life on top of it.
但是耶稣说，我来是要叫羊或作人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
People can pursue things like money and position and material things, thinking that those things are going to make them happy.
人们呢，通常想要追求的事情呢，都是金钱或者是身份地位。他们经常觉得追求这些能让他们快乐。
But they live to regret it.
但是他们之后就会后悔。
Their lives feel empty and maybe even ruined.
他们的生活会觉得很空虚，甚至有些会被毁掉。
Only those who follow Jesus can enjoy a life to the full.
只有跟随主耶稣才能享受生命，并且变得丰盛。
Only those who follow Jesus have the kind of life that others wish they had, especially their children.
只有这些跟随主耶稣他们的生活的人，他们的生活才是其他人向往的，尤其是孩子们非常向往。
So the question is, what do our children see in us?
所以问题是，我们的孩子怎么看我们呢？
Do they see a full and satisfying life?
他们看到的是一个充实并且满足的生活吗？
Or do they see someone that's just too busy to have some fun with them?
还是说太忙了，都没有时间跟他们一起玩的一个生活？
Do they see a life that's rich with integrity and compassion?
是一种富有正直和同情心的一种生活呢？
Or do they see an empty hypocrisy that only looks good on the outside?
还是一个表面上看起来很好，实际上空虚伪善的生活呢？
Are we living the kind of life that our children really want to live?
我们是真的生活过着一种我们的孩子很向往的生活吗？
If not, then we can't expect them to believe in our God and adopt our values.
如果不是的话，那样我们就不能期待着他们去相信神，并且接受我们的价值。
The University of Notre Dame just completed a 14-year-long research project that they called the National Study of Youth and Religion.
圣母大学呢，刚刚完成了一个14年的研究。他们这个项目呢，叫做国家青年与宗教研究。
They surveyed over 3,000 teenagers in 4 different waves, following them all the way into their late 20s.
他们调查了超过了3000个青少年，然后呢，他们调查了总共四次，然后呢，一直跟随到他们的就是20多岁。
The researchers were looking to find the factors that helped teenagers maintain their faith into adulthood.
这个调查呢，就是想要寻找一些能够帮助青少年保持信仰，直到他们成年的一些因素。
And they found 3 very important factors.
然后他们发现了三个很重要的因素。
One, the young person's parents practice the faith in the home and in daily life, not just in public church settings.
第一点是，年轻人的父母们在家中和每一天的生活里都有操练信仰，而不仅仅只是在教会中这样做。
Two, the young person had at least one significant adult mentor or friend, other than parents, who practiced the faith sincerely.
除了父母之外呢，年轻人最好还有至少一位重要的属灵长者或者是朋友，他们能认真操练信仰。
And three, the young person had at least one significant spiritual experience before the age of 17.
第三点呢，是在孩子17岁以前呢，至少有一次重要的属灵经验。
In other words, children were most likely to retain their Christian faith into adulthood if...
也换句话说呢，孩子们更加有可能的拥有这个基督信仰，并且保持到成年，如果
If they had parents whose faith was very real.
如果他们的父母的信仰非常的真实。
And if they had an outside friend or mentor whose faith was real.
或者他们有一个朋友或者是属灵长者，他们的信仰非常真实。
And if they came to genuine faith in Jesus Christ and were baptized before they left home.
然后他们自己呢，能非常，他们有这种真实的信仰，他们可以来到基督面前，然后并且呢，在他们离开家之前就能够受洗。
The study found that their involvement in Sunday school, Awana, youth group, camp, a mission trip, contemporary worship, or any other church program made no statistically significant difference.
然后这个研究呢，也同样发现了，就是主日学也好啊，儿童团契呀、啊，青年团契呀、啊，这些就是聚会呀、啊，这种传福音的这种旅行啊，然后这种敬拜啊，或者其他各种各样的教会的项目，这些其实都没有对孩子的这种属灵上面的帮助有太大太大的那个影响。
Now that's not to say that some of those things are not important. They are very important.
我们这里并不是说这些项目不重要，他们很重要。
But the study says that they don't substitute for adults, especially parents, who exhibit a consistent, genuine faith every day of the week and not just on Sunday.
但是这些项目都不能替代一个关爱他们的成年人，尤其是父母，他们有这些人有一个非常坚定的、非常持续的一个真正的每一天真正的这个信仰，而且能每一天都操练，而并不只在周日。
I'll never forget Michael Reagan's remarks at his father's funeral, President Ronald Reagan.
我永远不会忘记。迈克尔·里根他在他父亲的葬礼上面的这个演讲，他的父亲是罗纳德·里根总统。
He said, "I was so proud to have the Reagan name and to be Ronald Reagan's son."
他说我非常的骄傲会拥有这个里根作为我的这个姓，然后会也非常的骄傲能作为他的就是罗纳德·里根的儿子。
Michael was President Reagan's adopted son, not birth son.
迈克尔是里根总统的养子，不是他的亲生儿子。
And he said, "What a great honor."
他说这是一个非常非常大的荣幸。
He gave me a lot of gifts as a child. He gave me a horse, he gave me a car, and just lots of things, he said.
他说我的父亲给了我很多很多的礼物，他给了我一匹马，给了我一辆车，给了我很多。
But he gave me the greatest gift that the father can give to his son, and that's the gift of faith.
但是他给我的最伟大的礼物，这是一个父亲能给他儿子最好的东西，就是信仰这个礼物。
Back in 1988, on a flight from Washington, D.C., he explained, he told me about God's love for him and his love for God.
在从华盛顿起飞的一架飞机上，在这个事情在1988年，我的父亲告诉了我，这个神的上帝的爱和他对于上帝的爱。
My father told me how he accepted Jesus as his savior and how he knew he had eternal life because he believed that Jesus died for his sins.
我的父亲告诉我他接受了耶稣作为他的救主，然后也告诉我了。他知道他获得了永生，因为他相信耶稣为他而死。
He told me that I needed to believe in Jesus too.
他告诉我，我也需要去相信耶稣。
I could tell by what he was saying that what he was talking about meant a lot to him.
我想说的是，我能感觉到他讲这些话，他这些话对他意味着很重要。
It was one of those significant moments.
这是一个非常非常重要的时刻。
I didn't know what it all meant then, but I certainly know now.
我当时不知道这些对他意味着什么，但是我现在知道了。
And he said, "I can't think of a better gift for a father to give a son."
他说我想象不到有一个比这个礼物更好的一个礼物了。
And I hope to honor my father by giving my son and daughter that very same gift that he gave to me, he said.
我说，他说，我接下来我也想给我的孩子们， 给我的儿子和我的女儿们相同的礼物。我想用这样的方式去荣耀我的父亲。
Knowing where he is this very moment, this very day, that he is in heaven with his Savior, Jesus.
现在在这个非常重要的时刻，在今这非常重要的一天，知道他现在正在哪儿。他是很重要的，也就是说他现在跟他的救主耶稣在一起了。
He said, I can only promise my father this. Dad, when I go, I will go to heaven too.
我只想跟我的父亲保证的一点是，父亲，当我走的那一天，我也会去天堂。
And you and I and my sister Maureen, who went before us, will stand before the presence of God and will do it melanoma and Alzheimer's free.
而且当我、你还有我们的、还有我的妹妹 Maureen, 我们都、她是在我们之前就去世的，我们都会 在神的面前、而且是没有黑色素瘤，也没有阿尔兹海默症了，我们都是健康的。
The greatest legacy that we as parents can give to our children is one that will last eternally, faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives.
我们作为父母可以给我们的孩子的最伟大的遗产是永恒的遗产，相信耶稣基督是我们生命的主宰和救主。
No amount of money or power or material gifts or even our love for them can replace that important truth.
不管再多的钱，再多的权利，或者是这种物质上面的礼物，甚至是我们对他们的爱，都不可以替代这个礼物。
A 55-year study of Christian and non-Christian families in America showed that most young adults who are following Jesus came from one of two kinds of homes.
一项为期55年的研究表明，大多数跟随耶稣的年轻人来自以下两种家庭。
Either they came from a non-Christian home where they were converted to Christ in their teenage years through a dynamic youth ministry.
他们或者是来自于一个非基督教家庭，他们在青少年时期呢，通过一位非常有活力的年轻牧师而皈依了基督。
Or they came from homes where mom and dad were passionate about their relationship with Jesus.
或者他们来自于一个父母对自己的基督，父母对自己与基督的关系充满热情的一个家庭。
Very few believers came from homes where there was an indifferent, laid-back commitment to Christ.
很少有年轻信徒来自对基督的态度冷淡而不在意的家庭。
Now think about that.
那现在我们好好想思考一下。
In our American culture, the chances are better for a child growing up in a non-Christian home to become a Christian than for a child growing up in a home that has an indifferent, laid-back commitment to Jesus Christ.
在我们这个美国的文化里呢，就是孩子在成长在一个非基督徒家庭里，成为这种基督徒的可能性反而还大于。就是孩子们成长从一个是成长在一个基督徒家庭，但是这个基督徒家庭呢，对于这个基督的信仰，这个态度很冷淡，并且不在意。
If we're not passionate about our commitment to Christ, then we do our children more harm spiritually than those that don't believe in Him at all.
如果我们对基督的信仰不够热情，那么我们对我们孩子的伤害会远远大于那些。完全不信耶稣的这个家庭。
If our Christianity is a take it or leave it kind of attitude, then our children are most likely to leave it.
如果我们基督信仰的主题是你要不然就信吧，要不然就算了，那我们的孩子肯定就不会信了。
On the other hand, if we set the example of a full and satisfying life, because we're passionately in love with Jesus, then our children will most likely want.What we have.
但是呢，如果我们设立了一个目标，我们想过一个完满并且丰盛的人生，并且因为我们对于基督信仰非常的有热情，那我们的孩子也会想要我们这样子的人生活。
And that's how we pass on the faith to the next generation.
这就是如何去把我们的信仰传递给我们的下一代。
First, we eliminate the threats to their spiritual inheritance.
第一，我们需要消除对我们子孙这个精神财产的这个威胁。
And then second, we set the example of a life worth living.
第二个呢，是我们要树立一个得生命并且更丰盛的生活的一个榜样。
And then third, we increase the likelihood that your children will embrace your faith as their own.
接下来我们也需要增加我们的孩子就是坚定自己信仰的这种可能性。
So that they share your beliefs and values.
这样呢，他们就可以分享他呃我他们就可以分享他我们的这个信仰和我们的这个价值观。
So that they learn to trust in the Lord and His Word, the Bible.
他们也可以去想要学习并且相信这个神的话，会信仰圣经。
That's what happened to Isaac, Abraham's son.
这也就是发生在以撒身上的事情。
He shared the same faith as his father.
他跟他的父亲有一样的信仰。
Look at this in verse 9. His sons Isaac and Ishmael buried Abraham in the cave of Machpelah near Mamre in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite. This was the field Abraham had purchased from the Hittites and where he had buried his wife Sarah. After Abraham's death, God blessed his son Isaac, who settled near Beer Lahairo in the Negev.
他两个儿子以撒、以实玛利把他埋葬在麦比拉洞里，这洞在曼利前赫人所辖的儿子以弗伦的田中，就是亚伯拉罕向赫人买的那块田，亚伯拉罕和他妻子撒拉都葬在那里。亚伯拉罕死了以后，神赐福给他的儿子以撒，以撒靠近比尔拉海来居住。
Isaac buried his father in the promised land and he chose to live there himself.
以撒把他的父亲埋葬在应许之地，他接下来也选择住在那里。
Beer Lahairo was a special place in the southern part of the promised land.
比尔拉海莱这块地呢，是一块很独特的地，所以这个地是在他应许之地的南边。
It was the place where God heard and answered Isaac's prayer.
这个地呢，就是神听到并且回应了以撒的祷告的那个地。
You'll remember that Isaac was meditating there when God brought him his wife, Rebecca.
也就是在他以撒以撒也就是在那块地，神把他的妻子利百加带给以撒的。
Now Isaac could have rejected his father's faith.
那以撒他也可以选择去拒绝他父亲的信仰。
He could have said, "Ah, after all these years, all my dad has to show for his faith." Is one grave site.
他可以说，哎，你看过了这些年，我父亲的信仰最后的结果就是这一块这个坟墓。
What's the use in believing God's promise?
那这个信仰神对我们的应许到底有什么用呢？
God's not going to give us the land and make us a great nation.
神才不会给我们一块地，然后让我们变成一个伟大的国家呢。
Now that's what he could have thought.
这些就是以撒他有可能可以这样想。
But instead, Isaac chose to live in the promised land, just like his father. And he chose to trust in his father's God, who passed on to him the same blessing.
但是以撒选择的是呢，像他父亲一样生活在应许之地。他选择信任父亲的这个神。
On January 1st, a few years ago, Keith Saverin and his 7-year-old son, Adrian, agreed that every day for a whole year, they would spend at least 15 minutes searching together for treasure.
在几年前的1月1号，这个基斯和这个阿德里安，他的儿子，七岁的儿子阿德里安呢，决定每天呢，都要花，这一年的每一天，他们都要花15分钟的时间呢，出去寻宝。
Now the idea came to them when Keith came out of a store one day, and a guy asked him for some change.
这个点子呢，是来自于有一天，这个 Keith 他从一个商店里出来，然后呢，外面有一个人想问他要点零钱。
Keith took about 2 steps from that spot, and he found a dime on the ground.
他呢往前走了几步，然后就发现地上呢有一枚硬币。
And it was a reminder to him that treasure is really everywhere.
这个事情呢，就提醒了他，哎，这个宝藏无处不在。
And so Keith and Adrian stuck to their plan.
然后呢，这对父子呢，就决定要去坚持他们的这个计划。
And even when the weather wasn't all that favorable, over the course of that year, they stumbled over plenty of loose change that had been lost on the ground.
即使他们决定坚持他们的计划，即使天气不太好的时候，他们也会出去。然后他们这一年中呢，他们捡到了不少东西。
And there were plenty of redeemable cans and bottles.
有一些可以回收的一些易拉罐啊，和一些瓶子啊。
Once they found a silver necklace.
有一次他们发现了一条银项链。
They even found a golf bag pull cart.
他们有一次甚至发现了一个高尔夫球袋这个车。
And lots of other things that were sellable on eBay.
就很多可以在 eBay 上卖了换钱的东西。
By year's end, they had accumulated over $1,000 through their 15-minute walks.
经过了这一年呢，他们积累了大概一千美金。
But Keith says it was richest by far simply to grow in their relationship as father and son.
但是呢，这个父亲说呢，在跟他儿子相处，这每一天走这个15分钟，更多的增加的是他们父子之间的这个关系。
It was nice to spend some time with him and get to know him, he said in an interview.
Keith 说呢，他就是每天花点时间跟儿子在一起呢，更多的了解他，其实是非常非常好的事情。
As they walked, they didn't talk about the treasure.
但他们一起走，一起寻宝的时候，他们其实并没有讨论宝藏的事情。
But about vacations and what was going on at home and school.
他们经常讨论一些关于度假呀，然后都学校里或者家里发生了哪些事情。
They even dreamed up books that they could write about their experiences together.
他们甚至一起畅想，他们可以把他们的经历写成一本书。
Now, in the same way, we need to do everything that we can to make sure our children and grandchildren find the treasure that is in Christ.
我们其实也可以用相同的办法，然后尽我们的所能，确保我们的子孙后代能够找到基督里面的宝藞。
And how do you do that? Well, you eliminate the threats to their spiritual heritage.
那你如何做呢？首先呢，你要消除呢对这个子孙们精神财产的这些威胁。
And you set an example of a full and satisfying life.
你要树立一个过一个得生命并且丰盛的生活的一个榜样。
And you increase the likelihood that our children will embrace our faith as their own.
然后你要增加孩子们坚定自己信念的这个可能性。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the examples in scriptures about real people just like us.
主啊，谢谢你今天给我们的这些信息。
And thank you, Lord, that Abraham was able to pass on his faith to his son.
也感谢你，是让亚伯拉罕可以把他的信仰传递给他的儿子以撒。
Because of his example and his teaching, Isaac was able to put his faith in his God.
因为亚伯拉罕的教导，以撒呢也可以让他也可以信仰这个亚伯拉罕的神。
The one true God.
这个独一的唯一的真神。
And I pray that as parents and grandparents, you'll help us to do the same.
主啊，我们也向你祈求，希望你能帮助我们作为父母和祖父母。
To find a way to eliminate any threats to their spiritual inheritance.
能够帮助我们，让我们消除孩子们这种精神上面的各种威胁他们的东西。
And to set an example of a full and satisfying life.
能够让我们树立一个过一个丰盛的生活的一个榜样给他们。
And I pray that we'll be able to increase the likelihood that our children will embrace our faith as their own.
也求你能够让我们就是增加孩子们能够坚固自己信仰的这种可能性。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
以上祷告是奉耶稣得胜的名， amen.